Welcome to Ambleside Flourish, brought to you by Ambleside Schools International. This is our series on the pursuit of maturity with Dr. Bill St. Cyr, Executive Director of Ambleside Schools International, hosted by Ambleside School of Colorado. Part 3 continued.
This leads me to, I'm going to take a short excursus here, and let's call it an excursus on sin. Because most of what I've been talking about here in the last 3 weeks has been in terms of psychosocial maturity rather than spiritual maturity. And I've been talking more in using categories from neuroscience and psychological resources and research. But there is a good old-fashioned term that I think is helpful. And that term is sin. And I think, someone was asking me, because I do think most social commentators will say that we're in a very, as a culture, we're in a very different state than we were 50 years ago. That the whole system is on a whole lot more level of psychosocial distress. 26-year-olds just aren't, by and large, functioning like they did 50 years ago in the sense that they aren't functioning like adults. I mean, 50 years, the typical 16-year-old 50 years ago was, by any hard measure, more psychosocially mature than the typical 26-year-old is today. And so one of the questions that I've been pondering is why the difference. I mean, you talk to someone like Jane Cox, who taught here for the first 8 years of Ambleside's existence. She was a first grade teacher. Well, she started teaching in the early 60s. And so she taught for over 40 years, 45 years. And she'll tell you that it's a very different world now than it was in the early 60s in terms of the way children behaved, the kinds of pressures, the kind of social and psychological structures that were in place. And so one of the things we ask is, what happened? And I think one of the mistakes we've made is that we've forgotten that children are sinners and that we're sinners. And part of the reason for that might have been we got so carried away with the emphasis 100 years ago that they were sinners that we forgot that they were really beloved, unique creations of God, precious and beautiful, with immense potential. And they are all that. They are created in the image of God and precious with all potential and great capacity, but they're also sinners. And so I think we kind of, the pendulum went from one to the other. But if I begin now as an adult, and this is the standard I have for myself, and Lord knows I fall short. But to the extent that I can maintain a consistently highly mature stance, it is only because I am very rigorous with myself. And I personally consider any response that comes forth from me, any reaction that I might have that's less than love, joy, and peace. I mean, and it really doesn't matter what you're doing. I mean, if you're coming into my office raging, upset, breaking my furniture, as far as I'm concerned, what you should get back from me is love, joy, and peace. And if you don't, well, you may have your problem, but that's my problem. And I think so much of what we have done as a culture is to scientifically reduce everything to the average, and then the average keeps dropping. By that I mean, if most people, if you are unkind to me, and most people would then get angry at you for being unkind to me, I then justify my own anger because I look around and say, that's what everybody else would do. That's normal. Therefore, you deserve my anger. And I have a right to be angry. I rather think that line of thought has been a great mistake. Because it then justifies anger and the developing of the neural pathways associated with anger. Every time we engage in a behavior, we develop our brain in a certain direction. We reinforce certain brain structures. So every time I allow myself to move in anger, I become more of an angry man. Every time I allow myself to move in selfishness, I become more of a selfish man. Footnote, that's why pornography is so, so destructive. Because, frankly, when every time a 15-year-old, a 25, 35, 55-year-old man or woman, but principally men, looks at pornography, their brain gets restructured around that pornography. And their way of relating, of the way their brain responds to women is altered. And the more pornography, the more entrenched that alteration is. And so you actually cultivate the brain of a pervert. Now, that's what we do changes our brain. It always matters. It always matters. There are no neutral actions. Because everything we do develops our brain and shapes our responses and our character. So because I don't want to be an angry man, I don't want to be a bitter man, I don't want to be a selfish man. That is not what I want to be. I cannot give myself the luxury of justifying those responses, even if those responses are just internally, because even the mere internal response is restructuring my brain in that direction. And I get enough internal responses, my brain gets structured along those lines, I won't long be able to keep it as just an internal response. So if I want to be a kind man, a gracious man, a loving man, a supportive man, I can give no space in my responses for anger, bitterness, self-justification. I have to, using the old-fashioned term, call it sin. And then, using another old-fashioned term, repent of it and just turn in a different direction. Say, I got 0.2 seconds before I move. I'm going to redirect here. God, my response to what they're doing right now is anger, frustration. I want to punch their lights out, though I won't do it because that would look bad. And I'm too narcissistic to allow myself to look bad. So I won't do that. No. That doesn't change anything. I want to move in a completely different direction and not respond in anger. Lord of mercy, Christ of mercy, Lord of mercy. Now, and I think because somehow we stopped being rigorous with ourselves and got into the habit of justifying our negative, destructive reactions, we as a culture have gone downhill because the average keeps dropping. If you make the average the norm, the average will always drop. Whether it's mathematics or kindness or standard for kindness. Make the average the norm, the average will always drop. So that's my little excursus on sin, because if we're going to be mature parents, I don't see how we get there without being rigorous with ourselves. Merciful, too. Merciful in the sense that toxic shame, beating yourself up, never helped anybody. Merciful in that I want to turn, these are my reactions. God, I'm thankful that there's forgiveness in the universe, but I do want to move in a different direction. And I absolutely refuse to justify. I will not say I have the right to be angry. She deserves my anger. He deserves my anger. I have the right to be selfish. I gave so much last week. I can be selfish now. I absolutely refuse to do that kind of self-justification. Only then do I think one can truly function at a parent level of maturity. Because frankly, the most fundamental thing about being a parent is taking care of someone else who really can't do much for you. At least, other than be a sheer delight because you love them. And so being a parent requires that we get over ourselves. I just don't see how you do parenting well without that. I don't see how you stay selfish or stay angry or stay bitter and parent well. Just can't see how you do it. Now, that's not to say we won't all have our moments of bitterness, anger, selfishness. But it's very different from between justifying it and moving the other direction. Oh, and one of the things we tell the teachers is a good save gets you more points than never having dropped the ball at all. So if I happened to have responded in anger, selfishness, bitterness, frustration, whatever it might be, if I go to a five-year-old and say, do you know, I responded in anger there, and that's really not the kind of man your dad wants to be. And every once in a while, we lose it. But I was wrong. That's not the kind of man I want to be. Would you forgive me? I tell you, Dad, do that to a five-year-old, you get more credibility, more points, more status. Simply because you have integrity in their eyes and you're trustworthy. I mean, it's a huge mistake to pretend with children rather than to own our stuff and ask for their forgiveness. They actually are very, very ready to forgive. But they can't stand hypocrisy. I mean, children smell hypocrisy a mile away, and they just can't stand it. All right, so these are the precursors to parent and elder level maturity. Now, a few thoughts on what it means to be a parent, to function at that level of maturity. To function at a parent level of maturity is to protect, serve, and enjoy one's family. And notice all three are integral. Protect, serve, and enjoy. Some of us don't have the habit, and we don't really know how to enjoy that well. Some of us don't have the habit of serving. All right. What do? We own our weakness and seek to move forward. What does service look like? Service means I see a need and I'm there. I see a need and I'm there. Now, sadly, I think, if I were to tell you the truth, that's one of my weaknesses. Mary Ellen would tell you that. I don't have eyes to see. The dishes could be piling up in the sink, and I just don't see them there. Now, if she asks me, I'll do them. But she'd really like me to strengthen that service muscle so that I would actually see the dishes. But it's a weakness. It's a weakness. Just to protect. Now, obviously, physically protect. But there's also an emotional, relational protection. That I am aware of my children's heart, and I guard their hearts. To do that, I've got to be aware. I've got to read their little faces. I've got to know what's going on.
Thank you for listening to Ambleside Flourishes series on the pursuit of maturity with Dr. Bill St. Cyr, Executive Director of Ambleside Schools International, hosted by Ambleside School of Colorado. Ambleside Schools International fosters an educational renewal based upon the pedagogical insights of British educator Charlotte Mason. Serving an international community of parents, teachers, and schools, Ambleside makes a living education accessible to all. For additional information regarding Ambleside Schools International and training opportunities for principals, teachers, and parents, please visit our website at ambleside schools.com.